One of my seminars, I do a little thing with a $10,000 bill. And one of the gentlemen in my class came up to me during the break. He says, I love everything, but I have a hard time believing that I can get an extra 10 grand without having to really work for it or really do things for it. Because the way I set it up is an extra $10,000 is going to come to you. And I said, well, I know that goes totally against any and all of your old belief systems. I said, but you just go with it and see what happens. He says, because to me, it would maybe 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year, I could say, but now? I said, yeah, you work from the now. I have it now. It may take 3 months or 6 months before it materializes, but mentally, you already have it. He says, okay. I got a call Monday afternoon. Seminar ended Sunday night. Monday afternoon, he calls me, and he's on the time zone 3 hours away. He said, you're not going to believe this one. I said, well, try me. He says, I walked in my office and there was a voicemail message for me to call an old, old client of mine I've been talking to for years and years and years. And we had a deal, but nothing ever materialized of it. He says, and when I called him back, he says, this guy said to me, he says, you know, Sunday afternoon, which is the time that he and I were talking about, Sunday afternoon, I had this thought, I've been stalling and waiting and delaying on this and enough of it already. Let's just go do the deal. Guess how much the net profit was out of this deal?
$10,000.
Mm. So how long did it take? 12 hours.
Can we do that one now?
Sure, Diane. You can set it up any way you want. But yeah, you have to create that you're open to it. Be open to this. You need to first be open to it. When the mind is shut, nothing happens. It goes by you. You have to be open to all possibilities. And when you start doubting, you keep on canceling those things out and replacing with a positive. So what you do with your goals is you want to visualize. Yeah.
In business, I have to set goals to, you know, maintain certain income flow to the company.
Right.
So if I don't meet those goals, I lose my income flow. And so, you know, that's based upon how many clients I have and what I book, et cetera, et cetera.
How does it work on a monthly basis or a quarterly basis? How do you keep track?
Well, if I visualize a goal and it's not based upon time, and then, but I do have time goals associated with the business, and if I don't meet those time goals, I'll start to naturally doubt.
Okay, let me ask you a question. How do you keep track? Is it on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis?
Weekly.
Weekly basis? Now, in that case, of course, you would use time. We're talking about, let's suppose, getting a promotion, which is an unknown quantity, could happen 2 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now. You would see it already happen. You also would see it already happen. But you would do, let's say, on Friday evening, the numbers come out, right? Okay, you would see on Friday, you put the date next to it, you would see X amount of sales. Mm-hmm. So you would then use the time element with it, that by this Friday, I will have sold whatever it is that you would be happy with. If you have a monthly goal where there's maybe a monthly sheet on the wall that shows the top producers, mm-hmm. you would see yourself on top, on the top levels. So you would use time in that sense. And then, of course, it is incumbent on you to do the things that you need to do, make the phone calls, go out, make the visits, and all of that.
Right.
But first of all, internally, you want to already have that many sales. It's already done in your mind. Mm-hmm. Okay, that is where visualization takes place. So you visualize your end result. How do you visualize your end result? You see it on the sheet that you normally have. Mm-hmm. In other words, make it real. If you have it on a particular sheet in your calendar or wherever you have it, or it's on a separate whatever you use, you would mentally see the date of the next Friday's date, and you would then see how many sales. If you have a monthly goal, you would see the end of the month. Mentally, it has already happened. You already have it. Now, at the physical objective level, you still have to go out and do the work, of course. Right. But you see, if the goal is clear up here, then you automatically will do the right things and take the right actions and call the right people to get there. If the goal is unclear, you're not going to get any help. So you want to be mentally clear about specifically what it is that you want and be unconcerned about whom is going to buy the product or service. It doesn't make any difference to you. Some salespeople, do they focus all their attention on this one person? And then when the one person doesn't buy, they go, oh my God, the whole month is shot because that's the one I counted on. Become totally unconcerned about whom is going to buy. Hmm. Because the only thing that counts is the numbers at the end, right?
Right.
I mean, you don't care whether it was person A, a person B, a person C. See, that way you take away all the pressure. because you allow it to come any way it wants to, as long as it gets there, right? It doesn't make any difference.
Right.
So subjectively, it is already done. Internally. Objectively, physically, you have to do, make the phone calls, get yourself centered, do all the right things that you know how to do.
So I need to ask this. So what happens the first time that I do the visualization and I visualize I'm going to bring in a certain amount of income by the end of the week or by the end of the month,
mm-hmm.
and what happens if I don't meet that? What do I do?
Well, then you give yourself credit for what you did do, and you do a little extra the next month.
Very good.
In other words, if your goal is 10,000, you come in with 9,200, instead of getting down on yourself, you should congratulate yourself. Mm-hmm. Pat yourself on the back. Go to somebody else and say, give me a pat on the back, will you? The person's going to pat you on the back. So what was that for? So, well, I reached 92% of my goal. So I'm going to set a little higher next month because it proves to me that how close I can get, I'm going to up it up a little bit. So you want to work from the positive.
Mm.
Instead of putting yourself down for not getting it, give yourself credit for what you did do.
Ah.
You have to take a leaf out of the book of animal trainers. You know, they have learned, the real good ones. The old ones use the whip. The good ones do not. Mm-hmm. What they do with the animals, they only reward the correct action. They don't say anything if it is the incorrect action. But if the animal does the right thing, gets a reward.
Positive reinforcement.
Nothing but positive reinforcement. You need to do the same thing with you. You are way too hard on yourself. You expect all kinds of things that you would never expect of the guy next to you. You would give him some leeway, but from you, no, no, no. It has to be perfect. First time out of the box, right?
Very astute.
Yeah. Be a little easier on yourself. Pretend that you are your own best friend and give yourself advice on that basis. So if your friend said to you, you know, my goal was 10,000 and only at 9,200, what would you say to him?
You did a great job, 9,200.
You see? It's not that hard, is it, right?
No, it's wonderful.
You just mentally put yourself in that position and you will know exactly what to do and what to say. The tearing down the negativity won't do you any good at all. It will only diminish you. And we want to do the opposite. We want to encourage, right? We want to encourage and praise. Whatever you praise increases.
Mm.
So we want to praise what we did do well.